Ramayan Act 2, Chapter 13. Hanuman leaps to Lanka. Scene 5. Hanuman enters Ravana's personal bedchambers. Hanuman then entered Ravana's personal bedchambers. Its floor was covered with slabs of crystal, inlaid with figures made of ivory, pearls, diamonds, coral, silver, and gold. Large pillars of gems rose up to the roof. The roof was studded with innumerable jewels and looked like the star-spangled sky in the evening. On the walls were carvings of eagles with huge outspread wings. Murals depicting the heavenly planets hung here and there on the walls, and the floors were covered with large silk carpets. Those carpets embroidered with designs of mountains, forests, and rivers. The odor of celestial foods reached Hanuman's nostrils, calling to him like a loved one beckoning a dear relative. Hanuman felt all of his five senses being simultaneously attracted by the delights in Ravana's palace. The monkey considered that he must have entered the highest abode of paradise. He compared it only to Indra's palace or the abode of Lord Brahma himself. But fixing his mind on his purpose, like a consummate yogi meditating on the Supreme, Hanuman continued searching for Sita. As he went into each separate chamber, Hanuman saw many maidens looking like heavenly nymphs. They were half-dressed, lying asleep, being overpowered by intoxication and lovemaking. Adorned with jewel girdles and anklets, they emitted a fragrance like lotus flowers. Their large lips, red like copper, parted slightly, showing rows of teeth that resembled pearls. Crushed garlands lay here and there, along with discarded silk garments. The delicately limbed ladies lay with their clothes and necklaces thrown about, and other ornaments fallen to the floor by their beds. With their large, dark-lashed eyes closed, they looked like lotus flowers with their petals closed at night. To Hanuman, they appeared like a number of brilliant meteors fallen from heaven and united there in Ravana's chambers. Although Ravana's wives, who were daughters of Gandharvas, Rishis, and other powerful demons, were beautiful beyond compare, Hanuman considered them nothing in comparison to Sita. His mind did not waver even slightly from his mission, despite seeing all this. As he went by the sleeping maidens, he came to a prominent dais made of crystal and bedecked with precious stones. It appeared like a celestial structure, with a large gold and ivory couch placed upon it. Over the top of the brilliant couch hung a white canopy wreathed with garlands of lotus and red Ashoka flowers. Lying there fast asleep was Ravana himself. Hanuman saw that he was indeed extremely handsome, with a complexion like a dark cloud. He was adorned with bright flashing earrings and clad in robes of gold and crimson. His limbs were smeared with red sandal paste, and he resembled a cloud reddened by the sunset, lit by flashes of lightning. Being decorated with garlands and jewels, Ravana seemed like Mount Mandara, covered with clusters of trees and flowers. Hanuman looked with disgust upon the great demon, who lay there snoring like an elephant. Hanuman shrank back and gazed upon the demon from a distance. Ravana was only displaying one of his 10 heads and two of his 20 arms. To Hanuman, those arms appeared to be like a couple of large five-hooded serpents lying asleep in a cave on Mount Mandara. Those serpent-like arms appeared. Those arms were well-muscled and as thick as the trunks of trees. Trees that had been scarred from the many battles Ravana had fought with the demigods. On his head, Ravana wore a brilliant crown, and around his neck hung a string of pearls and gold chains. As the demon breathed, the odor of liquor mixed with mango and nutmeg filled the room. At his feet were many youthful women. They had all fallen asleep in various positions. One of them hugging her veena, another one seated with a small drum under her arm, and yet another clutching a pair of tambourines. Next to Ravana on the couch was a lady of astounding beauty, golden complexioned, with exquisitely formed limbs. She was decorated with the best of jewels. Seeing her lying there, endowed with celestial splendor and the exuberance of youth, for a moment Hanuman thought that she might be Sita. Filled with delight, he leaped about, waving his arms and kissing his tail. Displaying his monkey nature, he frolicked around, climbing the pillars and dropping to the floor, pacing back and forth and flipping over again and again. But suddenly he paused and thought, "This surely cannot be Sita. Being separated from Ram, the princess would never be able to sleep or eat, or even adorn herself. Nor would Sita consort with another man, even within her mind. Even if that person be the Lord of the Celestials himself, Indra. No one could equal Ram, because Ram was the beloved husband of that divine lady, Sita." Hanuman examined the sleeping lady by Ravana's side, and he examined her closely. The sleeping maiden's face showed no signs of grieving or sorrow. There was no doubt about it. This could not be Sita. He moved on quickly, keener than ever, to locate the princess. He continued searching Ravana's vast bedchamber. There were thousands of women lying everywhere. All of them were beautiful and adorned with blazing golden ornaments. Hanuman saw tables spread with every kind of food and drink, placed in gold and crystal vessels. The floor was strewn with celestial flowers and looked almost charming, shedding a bright luster into the great hall. But as he scrupulously examined every part of the room, he could not find Sita anywhere. As Hanuman looked upon the many semi-clad women, he felt a grave misgiving. Was this not sinful, to look upon the wives of others, especially in such a condition? This kind of thing was always condemned by Scripture. Why, even looking upon the sinful Ravana who had stolen the wives of others itself was sinful. Hanuman felt disturbed, but he considered his mission. Where else could he find Sita? He had to look for her among Ravana's women. And he had not looked at them with even a slight tinge of lust. His mind was steady, firmly fixed on Ram's service. It was not possible that Sim could overcome him in such circumstances. Now feeling reassured, but simply simultaneously despondent at not finding Sita, Hanuman came out of the bedchamber. Where should he look now? How could he return without finding Sita? What would he say to Sugriva and Ram when they asked him, "So, what did you accomplish upon reaching Lanka?" Hanuman thought that maybe the sorrowful Sita had died of grief, or perhaps the Rakshasas had devoured her. Hanuman could not bear such thoughts. He had to keep looking. If he could not find Sita, then he would fast until death. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.